Civil actions, including the time period in which to file those actions. 34 Code of Federal Regulations 300.516. 1. General. Any party, you or the local education agency, who does not agree with the findings and decision in the state educational agency's decision, has the right to bring a civil action with respect to the matter that was the subject of the due process hearing, including a hearing relating to disciplinary procedures. The action may be brought in a district court of the United States without regard to the amount in dispute, or in a state court of competent jurisdiction, a state court that has authority to hear this type of case. In Pennsylvania, the court of competent jurisdiction is the Commonwealth Court. 2. Time limitation. The party, you or the local education agency, bringing the action in a district court of the United States, shall have 90 calendar days from the date of the decision of the state educational agency to file a civil action. The party bringing the action in the Commonwealth Court shall have 30 calendar days from the date of the decision of the state educational agency to file a civil action. 3. Additional procedures. In any civil action, the court, 1. Receives the records of the administrative proceedings, 2. Hears additional evidence at your request or at the local education agency's request, and 3. Bases its decision on the preponderance of the evidence and grants the relief that the court determines to be appropriate. 4. Rule of construction. Nothing in Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act restricts or limits the rights, procedures, and remedies available under the U.S. Constitution, the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, Title V of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, Section 504, or other federal laws protecting the rights of children with disabilities, except that before the filing of a civil action under these laws seeking relief that is also available under Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the due process procedures described above must be exhausted to the same extent as would be required if the party filed under Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. This means that you may have remedies available under other laws that overlap with those available under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, but in general, to obtain relief under those other laws, you must first exhaust the available under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. But in general, to obtain relief under those other laws, you must first exhaust the available administrative remedies under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. For example, the due process complaint, resolution meeting, and impartial due process hearing procedures, before going into court unless some specific judicial exception is available, which renders exhaustion of administrative remedies futile.